A Berkshire County musician is opening up his personal archive for a gallery show on his 45 years backing Arlo Guthrie. Terry Hall's long-running relationship with Arlo Guthrie has been transformative in many ways, not least in how he's best known to the world today.
He just said that my name was way too boring, and at the first gig that I did with him in Chicago, and he said, "Nah, you're more of a Ala Berry." And that was it.
For 45 years, beginning in 1975, Ala Berry played in Guthrie's band, touring across the United States and locales as distant as Australia.
On a beeline through Nebraska, it was up around North Platte. Salt Lake found the center, what do you think?
The drummer met the singer-songwriter in the intimate world of the Berkshire music scene of the 1970s, when Ala Berry was playing out with his folk rock band, Shenandoah.
In my 20s, there were incredible musicians around here, and there were so many venues that you could play that music really flourished. There were a lot of great rock bands, blues bands, folk artists and whatnot, and they got to work. And you got to play clubs for three nights in a row. You know, we would go with Shenandoah, we'd go up to Maine, and we'd play four nights in a club.
One of those venues was the legendary Music Inn in Lenox, where Ala Berry and Shenandoah backed not only folk legends like Guthrie and Pete Seeger, but icons like Bo Diddley.
It was probably my favorite outdoor venue. It was just set up well. All it was a wooden stage and a grassy hill. And the best people played there. Bonnie Raitt played there, Bruce Springsteen, James Taylor. It was just a pure music venue.
Ala Berry was there for iconic moments in Berkshire rock history, like when The Who played Tanglewood in the summer of 1970.
I live right near Tanglewood, and so I grew up having a pretty free rein as far as walking in there, and they knew I was a drummer, so I got to unpack Keith Moon's drum set that afternoon. And I couldn't believe how destroyed they were.
The gallery show at the Guthrie Center in Great Barrington includes everything from rare photos of his many years on the road with Guthrie to a beloved wooden drum kit sourced from recycled high school bleachers, and the tie-dyed linen suit Ala Berry wore at appearances at Carnegie Hall, the Today Show, and the 50th anniversary of Woodstock.
I've gotten to do Carnegie Hall about 12 times, and we did Pete Seeger's last public performance. He came and played with us at Carnegie Hall. And he was pretty ill at that time, and nobody was sure if he'd actually be able to come, let alone perform. And he came and he did the whole 3 hours, and he did it on crutches, and it was only a couple months before he passed away. And that was a hugely memorable thing.
With Guthrie retired from the road, Ala Berry, who has also written two autobiographies about his life both in the Berkshires and the music scene, is focusing on his other long-running passion, making music for young people.
I've corralled actually a square dance caller that I know, and he and I are putting together a program for elementary school students that stresses folk dance and folk music, and we're hoping to go into the schools and expose kids to music and dance that they don't get in any other kind of venue that's kind of unique, and some of these traditions that really should be handed down, like Pete liked to hand down, and Woody and Arlo has handed down over the years. And we'd like to do that with elementary school kids, because those are our people, and those are the people that really need to hear some of this stuff.
If we didn't have rhythm, we'd all be lost and wouldn't know when to sing. We'd look pretty silly if we tried to march and bump into everything.
So you've talked about being a drummer and being a supporting member in this band. With this gallery now here in the Guthrie Center, and you know, I'm one of those young people in the Berkshires who saw you perform countless times growing up. How does it sort of feel now to be Terry Ala Berry, the institution, onto yourself?
Yikes. All I can say is yikes. I don't feel any different. You know, what I'm doing now is continuing. For the last 30 years, I've been playing children's music when I haven't been with Arlo. And that's a great love. It's real different from performing with Arlo. I would go back on tour in a second, but my second best thing is playing for kids, because kids are terrific. So I've been doing that. I did it this morning. I had my first show at the Lenox Library, the first live audience in a year and a half. And it was so nice to see those kids' faces and watch them laughing and hearing them sing and coming up with animal sounds and stuff. It's just been, well, it's been tough for everyone, but I miss that.
The 45 years with Arlo, Terry Oliberi Gallery Show at the Guthrie Center in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, is up through August 1st. Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landis.